You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got all the issues ready to be covered for you, local, state, national, sometimes the international. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, today, I just realized what day this is. I was literally about to say today is Wednesday. No, today is hump day. Hit that.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is. Guess what day it is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is.
It's hump day.
All right, welcome to it. Welcome to the middle of the week, halfway to the extended weekend, by the way. Memorial Day weekend coming up. Congratulations to you for making it this far. And we're going to keep you going all the way through to the end. All that to say, and Boomer's running the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Okay, British Boomer is with us today.
That's about all I can do in British accent.
that needs some fish and chips, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. We got a great show laid on for you. 3:30 today. Our friend Becky Gerritsen, been on the show many times from the Eagle Forum of Alabama, a conservative advocate. She's out there in the trenches. She's going to be on with us to talk about what did or did not happen last night in the state legislature regarding school choice. So stay tuned for that one, 3:30 p.m. today. Becky Gerritsen from the Eagle Forum calling in. And then at 4 o'clock, it is Wednesday. It is not just the day we play the Camel. 4 o'clock is also the day when we set aside some time at the 4 o'clock hour for the Grand Council with my brethren Jeff Poor and Dale Jackson, who do conservative radio themselves. And we ping each other with questions and run down the issues and just see how we do. So, yeah. Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, 4 o'clock. And then there's that whole triple dipper on hump day, so get it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So, all right, here's the thing. Number one out the gate, Stealing the Rainbow. That's an unusual title, Stealing the Rainbow. If you ever stop to wonder why the LGBTQ2IA+ acronym groups use a rainbow? I mean, the rainbow is actually God's promise, a symbol of God's promise to his people. They're trying to co-opt it, and the reality is we're going to talk through some things that have happened here of late that are pretty interesting. Stealing the rainbow, number one on the triple dipper. Number two, limited choice, because when it comes to school, that's what you got in Alabama. You got some limited choice. They passed a very tepid school choice bill. Like, they bypassed everything meaningful yesterday, and they kind of went down the lukewarm route in the legislature. And we'll talk about that. Number two on the triple dipper, limited choice. And then number three, dumbing us down. I mean, I'm going to give you some stuff here in my monologue in a moment, but then I've got a whole dipper set aside to give you the specifics on it. What's happening around the nation right now? As well-meaning individuals, allegedly, are pushing the entire nation to be, you know, participation trophies. I mean, I got to ask you, do you really want the doctor operating on you who got a participation trophy regarding medical school? I'd think the answer would be no. So anyway, number three, triple dipper, dumbing us down. All right, with that in mind, let me move over to my monologue for the day. Okay, so I'm going to go down that road again. Serious question. If you found out that you required major surgery tomorrow, an emergency procedure with life-altering consequences, would you want a good surgeon? I mean, seriously, would you want a good surgeon who passed all the entrance exams, was accepted into a qualified medical school, met all the rigorous standards, completed a qualifying residency, had some experience to boot? Or would you just want the guy who was ushered into med school in order to make their diversity numbers look better and wasn't required to meet the same standards as the other doctors? It's a fair question, and I'm pretty sure I know your answer. You want the best you can get, right? But at the very least, you want one that has met all the necessary standards for success. Nobody wants to believe that the people that have important roles in their lives were given a pass on what it takes to perform. But that's exactly what's happening as the progressive left works to dumb down America by claiming that the enforcement of standards creates an inequity, or for that matter, that standards somehow mean racism. Well, the analogy was made on this show the other day that if a professional sports team chose to draft their athletes based on diversity, that we would have some sorry teams. I mean, just pick one. Can you imagine if the, say, Tennessee Titans were building for a run at an epic team, but they knew they were weak in the defensive secondary and mediocre on the offensive line, so they look over all the combine results. They find the candidates they can afford who were the best of the best, only to have the DEI officer for the team informed them that it was more important to have players from a certain demographic or a certain lifestyle because diversity means more than winning. Well, I'm pretty sure they do that. That team's going to finish low in the final results and all their fantasy football scores won't be worth the time it takes to read the sports page. The question should always be about enforcing standards, setting the bar high, expecting productivity, period. You probably heard me say before that my experiences at Army Ranger School added up to one of the best, worst experiences in my life. I wouldn't trade it for the world, but I never once desired to go back and run through it again, I can tell you. But I'm also proud of it. There was no quarter given, but there was also none expected. It was brutally hard. It was designed to prove whether or not a person was truly worthy of wearing the Ranger tab on their uniform. I went into the class with 450 people showing up on day one. 98 were in my graduating class. And during that time, I lost over 30 pounds. I had frostbite and trench foot both on my feet. I spent time in a hospital, had who knows how many hallucinations from lack of sleep, but that was the way of it. There was no Ranger instructor that was going to go easy on us. The standards were what the standards were, and you had to meet or exceed them to graduate. But I'll tell you one more thing that happened to me. I had to personally do the swamp phase twice. Injuries and patrolling and time in the hospital meant that I was given two choices. I could quit and walk away without my Ranger tab, or I could recycle into the next class coming through. There was no watering down of the standards. No quarter was given. No, don't even bother asking. So I waited in a place they called the gulag, and I did every sorry detail like mopping floors and cleaning latrines and working KP in the mess hall and whatever else they could think of to make me miserable, and then I started the swamp phase over again. And when they told me those were my options, quit or start over, it was one of the most emotional moments I've ever had in uniform. I did not want to do that again, not for a second. But I had a chance in the middle of it to call Charlene. On the payphone right outside the barracks, I'll never forget, she said it that day. She said this, quote, she said, "Don't you quit. Don't you do it. You can do this, and if you were to quit, you'd regret it for the rest of your life." Well, I needed that bolstering, and I did stay, and I excelled, and I got that tab pinned on at Victory Pond at Fort Benning. But nowhere in that discussion, by the way, was there ever an inkling of, woe is me, let's lower the standards, help Phil out by giving him something he didn't earn. The standards were not going to be lowered. My challenge was to meet or exceed them. Well, there's a movement afoot right now to lower the standards that our society has relied upon for all of history. Currently, DEI progressives are claiming that standardized testing for admissions to colleges and universities is racist and should be done away with. Just take them all. And oh, by the way, take their tuition money. And while you're at it, let's give them free tuition. So no standards for admission and then no responsibility for payment. That's going to go swimmingly. There's another effort underway to do away with the MCAT test. That's the one you have to take for acceptance into medical school. Do away with it? Yeah. So the people who are going to cut us, diagnose us, heal us, are not going to be assessed as to their aptitude for doing so? I mean, does that inspire confidence in the medical profession? Not by a stretch. Others are also now calling for a blanket bar exam with reduced standards for admission to the practice of law. So let me ask you this. How badly do you want the lawyer that was handed his license as opposed to earning it to represent you in a criminal proceeding or a divorce or the drafting of a key contract upon which your livelihood relies? Don't do it. I'm telling you, don't do it at all. CPAs, there's another one. CPAs are having to buck a similar trend at reducing the amount of time a CPA must have served before being given his or her title. So as the IRS hires 87,000 new IRS agents to investigate your tax liabilities, do you really want the bar lowered on the people who help you handle your company's accounting? I didn't think so. Well, these and other examples are what I call the dumbing down of America. The idea that lowering the standards somehow increases opportunity is a fallacy. There's no joy in knowing that you were given a participation trophy versus earning one the hard way. This is America. This is the land of opportunity, a place where anyone can be anything, but not because anything was just given to anyone. It's a place of success based on merit. It's a place where hard work is allowed to pay off. When we lower the standards to give someone access to something they have not achieved at all we do is insult them, and we degrade the profession as a whole. Ronald Reagan once said, quote, "My philosophy of life is that if we make up our mind what we're going to make of our lives and then work hard toward that goal, we never lose. Somehow we win out." Well, nowhere in that quote did you hear that hard work is not necessary or that standards should be lowered to allow for more access. Nowhere in medical school or the legal profession or to become a CPA or an Army Ranger or any number of other things that are supposed to be hard do you hear of any good things coming because folks were given a participation trophy. So I say keep the bar high and be proud of the work that it takes to get over that bar, because that's how we maintain our success as a society. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I can tell you right now, in the conversations I've had with Boomer, he would agree, we do not abide by participation trophies. Not at all. And if you're going to say that you earned something, then don't let it be because you have an asterisk by your name that says you really didn't earn it. It was handed to you. It's a whole lot different. And we want to know, too, by the way, that the best of the best are the ones working for us. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, where common sense is a superpower. All right, so animated discussion during the break.
I just wish y'all could have seen it.
Hey, so angry Boomer
came up. I'm like standing up, shouting over here.
I don't know what's happening right now. It's like, wow. No more.
I was told I can't have any more caffeine.
No more caffeine for Boomer. But so you guys did a podcast this week, kind of... went down some roads you were passionate about, too. Oh, so we're going to get into that in a few minutes. But so hot button issues for you right now are rainbow flags at Target.
Yes.
And participation trophies for kids.
Yes. Very passionate about all those things.
It's good, though.
It's good, yeah.
All right.
So, very, very good.
So if I want to push your buttons from now on,
exactly what to start. Just bring up.
We can be sitting here just calmly, and I'll go, Boomer, participation trophies.
No!
Boomer, rainbow flags.
I get so uptight about all those things.
You don't have your camera on right now.
I don't,
now,
so because people would just even laugh at me
more. Your face getting red.
Because I'm like, ah!
Turn your camera on. You turn it on right now. I'm just telling you. This conversation is too funny. But let me ask you a question. So, yeah. Participation trophies are a little different than what I was talking about. I was talking about raising the bar for access to the opportunities, you know, changing the standards so people don't have to worry about whether they can succeed or not.
Right.
And then, so
that even irks me even more.
Okay.
Than, like, in my head, yes, that is like, that trumps in my head what participation trophy is.
Okay.
Participation trophy for me is like, oh, you did a great job this year. Here you go. Here's a trophy. You didn't win, but I'm going to give you a trophy anyway. No. First, second, or third. Okay, get it. Awesome. Great job, guys. No.
Okay. All right. Well, then let me ask you. How do you feel about, like, having team T-shirts and stuff like that? I mean, stuff like that.
I don't mind if they get, like, during the season, if they're wearing a team T-shirt to play in and stuff like that. Awesome.
Okay.
Great.
All right.
That's fine. Because I guess that's branding your team.
But you're like, don't reward mediocrity.
No, don't.
Okay, so, all right, go back. So then I would anticipate that you're still of the mind that people should have to try out for the team as opposed to just be given a spot on the team.
Absolutely.
See,
now,
I think that matters.
I will say the rec leagues like PAX is in right now. obviously, I want every kid to have a chance. I want them to have fun. I want them to do their thing. But I don't believe that they should earn a trophy at the end of the season.
And I still believe they should keep scoring at that age.
Oh, absolutely. You better believe I was keeping score and I was yelling it out.
So is it one of those kind of things where the league doesn't keep score, but the dads do?
I guess. I mean, Pax's team didn't win ever, but I was yelling out the score anyway.
There was a whole episode of Everybody Loves Raymond on that very thing.
Yeah. So yeah. They needed to know. Like, Pax was like, we won. I'm like, no, dude, you lost like by 20 points.
All right. But then, you played a lot of sports going on up through like high school and towards college and all that too. So, did you ever see folks get on the team who shouldn't have been there at all? Did y'all have tryouts?
I mean, I would say upwards in the, you know, the college.
At your high school, days. You went to a small school, so slim pickings on who could play.
Right.
Just
and,
by size.
And honestly, what I applauded for that was there may not have been tryouts, but the best person on the field should have been on the field.
Right.
And guess what? I was taken off the field a lot because I was terrible at sometimes.
I don't believe that. By the way, I was at your house not long ago. I saw your room full of participation trophies.
I threw all the participation trophies away.
Okay. All right. So then we look at life. Like for instance, you know, I mentioned the medical field and the idea or military right now. Military had to lower its standards for recruiting and by the way, lowered the standards for the physical fitness test. Oh. Like a lot.
So in that should never, in my mind, ever happen in the professional world and adulthood. Why in the world are we dumbing things down for careers that actually need to be good at? You know,
diversity.
Yes, but that's where our government is getting everything wrong right now.
This is important, Boomer. This is diversity.
Like, I know there's all everything. Those people out there that are like, I don't want that participation trophy cutting me open. I don't want, you know, I don't want that participation trophy flying me to New York City. You know, there's
pilots.
So many different things.
That's exactly
taxi
right.
drivers, you want to jump in a car that.
I'm going to put a drill on your teeth. But I didn't really, you know, have to do much to get into dental school.
Oh, see?
They asked me a question. I said, I like teeth. They said, you're in.
Oh, man. See, that's just a whole nother level of the participation trophy. Like, you should not be handing these things out. They should step into the school that they're supposed to be in and earn it.
Angry Boomer has spoken.
Yes. Very passionate about that.
That's all good, man. I mean, I'm digging it. That is, you're spot on.
You know what to get me talking.
I'm all in, bro. So I'm just going to come in the morning and I'm going to look at you and go, rainbow flags.
Oh, there's a whole nother thing we could talk
participation
about.
Participation trophies. Just watch your head explode.
Exactly. You'll start getting everything boiling inside.
Oh my gosh. All right. Hey, listen, we're gonna jump in feet first here in a minute. And I suspect based upon the monologue, but podcast that Boomer McQueen just issued out today, right?
Yes, sir.
And you're gonna want to hear it, by the way. It's a good one. What'd y'all title that one? Did you title it?
Oh boy. McQueen titled it. I don't actually remember what it
okay.
was.
Okay. But it was a good rant though, wasn't it?
It was a very good rant, a very passionate rant.
All right. It's similar to the topics we're going to cover here in a minute, stealing the rainbow. Yeah, we're going to talk about what in heaven's name is going on. And, oh, by the way, Target has lost their ever-loving minds. Tell you about it when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.